local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Hour number two on a Friday. Welcome to Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, and dependable. Thanks, as always, for tuning in, making us part of your evening. Hope you're staying safe out there. We do have rainy conditions in the forecast through the evening and overnight hours, so be mindful there on the roads as you make your way home this hour. We will have traffic and weather together on the fives for you with Alan Strum and Austin keeping you updated on the roads as we get you caught up in everything happening on this Friday, March 8, 2024. We start with today's top three stories. The Pentagon today providing more details after last night President Biden announced new plans for safe delivery of humanitarian aid in Gaza.
Once operational, the actual amount of aid delivered will depend on many variables and will likely scale over time.
Air Force Major General Pat Ryder says there will be no U.S. troops on the ground. They are building a temporary pier of sorts that will allow for aid to be delivered off the Gaza coast. This, of course, comes as the U.S. is trying to combat anti-Israel sentiments ahead of the November election. Also, the utility that provides power to the Texas Panhandle is looking into whether their equipment may have been the source of what's become the largest wildfire in state history. There have been several lawsuits filed over the Smokehouse Creek fire that point to a downed power line. In a statement, Xcel Energy said it appears its facilities were involved in the ignition of the fire. However, the company disputed claims that they're negligent in maintaining their power poles. And an FAA investigation, probably NTSB as well, looking into the incident where a tire fell off of a United Airlines plane that took off from San Francisco yesterday morning.
It's like you bought a Chevy two, 3 years ago and the wheel came off. Who's maintaining your car for you at that time? So this is where I think they're really be focusing on United's maintenance procedures. Look at their paperwork and see where things happen.
United Airlines Flight 35 was headed to Japan late yesterday when one of the landing gear tires fell off during takeoff. The plane, confirmed as a Boeing 777, lost only one tire, with the debris landing in an airport parking lot. There were no injuries, but several cars were damaged by that tire. 5:15 right now. First update on our roads and weather this hour. Austin, what you seeing out there?
Thank you, Joe. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call us today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Let's see, looking at the roads, we did have a couple of issues. We had an accident on I-10 if you were traveling westbound over, over North Davis Highway. There was never much congestion caused by it, and it seems to have cleared out completely. However, we still do have minor congestion if you're traveling westbound on I-10 a bit further towards Pine Forest Road. Speaking of Pine Forest Road, you're going to have a lot of backups, whether it be you're traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile or southbound trying to get onto I-10 West there. Just typical evening traffic giving us backups in that area. Also, Gulf Breeze Parkway has been a big talk of the town so far tonight. Still a lot of congestion if you're traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, though it has lessened significantly. Outside of that, there does not appear to be much that's going to hold you up for too long.
All right, taking a look at our forecast, Alan Strum has that.
Showers and thunderstorms are striking the Gulf Coast, and there's a pretty good chance we're going to see some of that rainy weather and thunderstorm activity over us as we head through tonight and overnight. But for the most part, the rain should be out early Saturday morning around sunrise or so. It's going to be a warm, breezy, and cloudy night with a low of about 70. It'll be breezy Saturday with highs in the mid-70s. Much colder air to follow, though. We're going to end up with a low of about 50 here Saturday night into Sunday morning. And then Sunday's weather will be dry with a high in the mid-60s. I hope you enjoy the weekend. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you, Alan. 5:16 now at News Radio 92.3. Taking a look at our top local headlines today, Pensacola city leaders responding to criticism from upset residents after the Malcolm Young Gym was demolished earlier this week.
This was under lease by a private organization for 5 years. There hasn't been open public gym space here for close to 20 years. And if we had not had to close it for life safety issues, was continuing under a lease. signed a few years ago for the next 17 years by Lighthouse Christian.
Mayor D.C. Reeves there, of course, also heard last night from City Attorney Adam Cobb specifically about the city charter as it relates to the efforts by citizens to try to save the gym.
In short, our charter provides that unless and until a referendum vote occurs and the electors vote to successfully overturn a council action, that council action is and remains valid and effective.
Former City Councilwoman Sherry Myers, who has been one of the proponents of saving the gym, also an attorney herself, disagreed with that stance and seemed to indicate that there would be a debate in another forum. Take that what you will. Of course, last week, a second motion for a temporary restraining order was filed, which sought to raise enough signatures to put the issue out for referendum. However, by that time, the city had already placed fencing around the gym property. Today, family identifying the six-year-old girl that was killed in the tragic car accident at Hitzman Park as Aaliyah Lockhart. She was a kindergartner at Scenic Heights Elementary. A GoFundMe has now been set up to help the family with funeral costs. Pensacola city leaders, all right, I just did that one. Today in Tallahassee, the State Ethics Commission reviewed the case involving Escambia County Commissioner Jeff Bragosch's text messages. The commission approved an attorney's finding of probable cause that former county staffer and political rival Jonathan Owens obtained the messages for personal gain.
The cell phone data is also subject to public records and sunshine law. He's the one using his personal phone for county business, commingling everything.
Yeah, and that was Owens' attorney during the hearing. So the commission's action today don't necessarily mean that an ethics violation occurred, but rather they're allowing the complaint to move towards a full evidentiary hearing. It is possible the case could be settled beforehand, but according to Studio 850's report, it's not likely that will happen. It's still not known exactly how Owens obtained the text messages. Escambia County has sued Owens, the P&J, as well as private citizen Alex Arduini, who has said he does not have the text messages in his possession. And with the spring forward this weekend, Pensacola Beach lifeguards are revamping their hours. Since they've been back, they've been working 9 to 5. Now they'll shift from 10 to 6 with the additional daylight in the evening, and they're looking to hire more lifeguards. They'll have a tryout tomorrow at the UWF Aquatic Center. For more information, visit PensacolaBeachLifeguards.com. We'll take a break there. We'll get a look at our state and national headlines when we return on Pensacola Right Now.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
This weekend is daylight savings time. Be sure to set your clocks ahead 1 hour so that you don't miss church this Sunday. The idea of daylight savings is simply to enjoy the daylight wisely. Jesus said in John 9:4, and I quote, "I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work." He then explains that he is the light of the world. Morally, our world seems to be getting darker and darker, yet the sinless Son of God remains the bright shining light, offering redemption to the world. Interestingly, in Matthew 5:16, Christians are called to be light. As we think about daylight savings time, I want to encourage you to let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. At New South Window, we bring the factory to you. Our windows and doors are made with quality in mind, and your products and insulation are backed by our lifetime warranty. That's because New South Window knows the importance of single-source accountability. We believe in removing the middleman so you get more for your money. This is real factory direct. One company, one call, guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
For a limited time only, when you buy more, you can save more. Visit NewSouthWindow.com to learn more.
Teachers shape the future. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who'll make preventing pandemics their life's work. Sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who'll help combat climate change. And generating possibilities for a student who'll be the first in their family to graduate college. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your social security number or other personal information and tell you that your social security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your social security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning on the Pensacola Morning News, talked quite a bit about the State of the Union and the Republican response to it. Also talked with State Representative Alex Andrade on the last day of session in Tallahassee. Had a really good wrap with Josh Newby and Michael Kimbrell talking about homelessness and the camping law and what happens in politics when one side has too much power and doesn't have to pay attention to the other side. And, of course, the Transgressors Memorial Service, where we mourn the passing of things canceled this week. Listen to these segments at NewsRadio923.com.
Wrap up your day with all of the national, state, local sports and entertainment news with Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on NewsRadio923.
Down on Main Street. Down on Main Street.
Man, that song choice was not intentional.
What happened?
It's Main Street by Bob Seger. I chose that song, but I did not intend for it to be a perfect segue into the streets here.
Oh, okay.
Roads and weather. That was beautiful. I'm going to pretend that I did it on purpose.
Award-winning radio right there.
Absolutely. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Just about 5:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. If you're traveling southbound on Pine Forest Road trying to get onto I-10 West, we've still got some heavy backups there. Maybe a little bit if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street coming over Blackwater River trying to get into downtown Milton. But the only outside of those two, the only spot where you're going to have the most issues is if you're traveling eastbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway from the Oriole Beach area closer to Tiger Point. We still got some pretty heavy backups there.
Showers and thunderstorms are striking the Gulf Coast, and there's a pretty good chance we're going to see some of that rainy weather and thunderstorm activity over us as we head through tonight and overnight. But for the most part, the rain should be out early Saturday morning around sunrise or so. It's going to be a warm, breezy, and cloudy night with a low of about 70. It'll be breezy Saturday with highs in the mid-70s. Much colder air to follow, though. We're going to end up with a low of about 50 here Saturday night into Sunday morning. And then Sunday's weather will be dry with a high in the mid-60s. I hope you enjoy the weekend. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. 525 here at News Radio 92.3. Taking a look at our state headlines today, the Florida legislative session is over.
While projects are important, they represent just 2% of the overall budget this year. I would argue that instead of complaining about how 2% of the budget is allocated, we should focus on what the other 98% of the budget does for all of our constituents.
Now, both chambers passing the $120 billion state budget that includes a 3% pay raise for state employees and $1.8 billion increase for public schools.
And before voting on the budget, the Florida Senate unanimously passed a more than $1.5 billion tax relief package.
We've tried to give as much broad-based tax relief so it touches almost every single Floridian.
It includes more than $500 million in property insurance tax relief and renews back to school, disaster preparedness, and Freedom Month sales tax holidays. The bill also cleared the House unanimously.
Austin, a good vacation idea for you.
Oh, really?
A new cruise ship is planning to sail around the world from Florida. Oceana Cruises says its new Vista ship will take up to 1,200 guests on a 180-day voyage.
Oh, my Lord.
Beginning in Miami in 2026. It's a six-month journey. Passengers will visit more than 100 ports in more than three dozen countries. Vista will mainly explore Southeast Asia, Australia, Europe, the South Pacific, and South American cities. Bookings for the trip open Wednesday. Tickets starting at almost $60,000 per person.
Yeah. You had me at cruise because I'm not really a cruise goer.
I'm not.
Going to all these places is already, that's already a meh for me.
Really?
And then $60,000 a person? No thanks. Florida State University's football team won't lack support when it travels to Ireland this summer. FSU will play Georgia Tech in Dublin August 24th, and thanks to some generous fans, the FSU Marching Chiefs will be there too. Yeah. FSU Director of Athletics Bands Dr. Dave Plack announced yesterday that they raised $170,000 to send the band to the game. He says they raised $40,000 above their goal, and even head coach Mike Norvell contributed $2,500 himself.
National headlines today. Spring forward is happening this weekend. The majority of Americans are moving their clocks forward an hour, starting at 2 a.m. on Sunday. Clocks will remain unchanged in Arizona and Hawaii.
I'm sorry, I was looking at something else. That's my bad. U.S. Capitol Police say they arrested a Gold Star father for heckling the president during his speech last night. The man's son was a Marine killed along with 12 other service members and 170 civilians in a suicide attack during the withdrawal from Afghanistan in 2021. Officers led the man out of the gallery, and he was arrested for disrupting Congress.
Yeah, I saw that last night. The camera panned to the guy. Whatever he said was inaudible, but... they did show him. They also, on the ABC coverage at least, showed former Congressman George Santos. Well, last night he announced that he is trying to get back into Congress. He is switching districts and challenging Nick LaLota for his congressional seat on Long Island. Of course, Santos is facing a September trial if he doesn't accept a plea deal first on 23 federal charges, including fraud, misusing campaign funds, and lying about his finances.
And job growth rose more than expected in February. The Labor Department says that 275,000 jobs were added to the U.S. economy last month. The unemployment rate rose 0.2% to nearly 4% in February. Most of the job gains were in healthcare, food services, and social assistance. Jobs growth for January was also revised sharply lower to a 229,000 to 229,000 from 353,000.
Got it. Former President Trump is posting bond in the E. Jean Carroll defamation case as he filed an appeal of the verdict. Bond was more than $91 million. Mm. If a judge signs off on it, Trump will get a stay of enforcement as the appeal process happens, and that could take months or more.
And the Republican National Committee is voting to make Michael Whatley its new chair and Laura Trump its co-chair. This comes after Ronna McDaniel stepped down from her role as chair on Friday. Earlier this week, the RNC declared Trump is presumptive nominee for the 2024 election. Whatley and Laura Trump were former President Trump's picks to replace McDaniel.
Taking a quick look at the Sun Belt scoreboard this evening. In progress with about 8 minutes left in the second half, James Madison up on Southern Miss 33-8.
Golly.
Earlier today, the exact opposite scoreline, Marshall beating Appalachian State 116-74, and then Old Dominion beat UL Monroe 67-64. Weekly check-in with Tanner Stewart coming up next.
News, I'm John Saucier. Congressional lawmakers considering a ban on the popular social media app TikTok. President Biden, would you be on board?
Do you still support banning TikTok? Would you sign that bill?
If they pass it, I'll sign it.
Well, TikTok's owned by ByteDance, a company closely affiliated with the Chinese government. The Pentagon says President Biden's military order for an emergency mission to establish a temporary port in Gaza in order to deliver aid will not require U.S. forces on the ground.
The concept that is being planned involves the presence of U.S. military personnel on military vessels offshore, but does not require U.S. military personnel to go ashore.
Air Force Major General Pat Ryder there telling reporters of the Pentagon the project could take weeks, but expects deliveries could provide more than 2 million meals per day. The United States completing its fourth airdrop of humanitarian aid into Gaza for Palestinians. America's listening to Fox News.
Fox
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. It's been in development for more than a decade, and now Procter & Gamble is rolling out what it hopes will be the future of detergent, liquid-free squares. According to the Wall Street Journal, P&G claims that Tide Evo, soft white woven tiles, clean better than the bargain liquid detergents that many Americans use to wash their clothes. Each tile has six layers of fibers made of cleaning materials that dissolve in water and are designed to wash cold, saving on energy bills. Rough day for investors in HelloFresh. Shares cratered 32% after the meal kit company said it expects a fiscal year profit well below last year's figure. The main reasons, marketing expenses and a ramp-up of two new fulfillment centers. Stocks lost ground overall today, leaving the market.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute. Patrick Mahomes didn't even play his best football this season and was still good enough to win back-to-back world championships. In the NBA, the defending champion Denver Nuggets are now 43-20 after Nikola Jokic put up 32 points, 12 rebounds, and 11 assists in a win over the Celtics, who have the NBA's best record. Just like Mahomes, I think the Joker will win back-to-back titles come June because Mahomes and Jokic are currently the two most unstoppable athletes in sports. I'm Zach Gelb.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent are required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
The team's looking good this season.
I think so. Man, I miss playing football. Being young with unlimited energy to burn ever since I turned 40. I just can't find that fire I used to have.
Think it could be lower testosterone?
What do you mean?
All guys lose their edge when they turn 40. The body has less testosterone. That's why I take Nugenix Total T.
I've heard about Nugenix. That really works?
Since I started taking Nugenix, I'm lifting like when we played for Coach Carter. I feel more energized at work. It's even spiced up things between me and the missus.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try?
Yep, send a text. It's that easy.
Text JUDGE to 42424. Right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. It's the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now and they'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, their newest, most powerful fat burner ever, absolutely free. Text JUDGE to 42424. That's JUDGE to 42424.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey, Pensacola, Dave Ramsey here. I want to talk to you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. They've been trusted members of your community for over 25 years. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors, and humidity issues. They test for duct leaks, and they do the repairs. If you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call them today. Remember what Todd always says. If you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. That's 850-934-2768 or gulfcoastaircare.com.
What's on your to-do list? Pick up groceries? Water your plants? How about getting vaccinated? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
The Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging, has partnered with community providers to make getting vaccinated your easiest to do.
You've got this.
With local vaccine events, access to transportation, in-home vaccinations, and on-site healthcare consultations, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore. So if you're age 60 plus or a person with a disability, get your yearly dose of confidence today.
You've got this.
Because we've got you. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
You've got this.
Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. This does not necessarily represent the views of ACL or the U.S. government.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ben McMillan. And I'm a chiropractor and the owner of Neal Clinic Comprehensive Healthcare. Are you tired of covering up your pain with medications and ready to find the source of your problem and fix it? Then tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel live Friday mornings at 9 a.m. and I'll discuss how chiropractic care can help you. And if you miss Friday's show, you can listen to the replay Saturdays or anytime through the podcast.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3 and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Tanner. T-A-N-N-E-R. Tanner.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just a little bit past 5:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. I'll keep it brief. We do have an accident, or I would assume this is an accident, on I-10, or I-110, rather. If you are coming from, Fairfield Drive, whether it be you're traveling northbound coming from Fairfield or southbound going towards Fairfield, no accident reports in that area, but there are heavy backups going both ways there, so be on the lookout for that. Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile, still giving us some trouble as well. Outside of that, if you're traveling on Gulf Breeze Parkway, particularly if you're going eastbound towards Tiger Point, we've still got some minor backups there as well.
All right. 5:37 here at News Radio 92.3, taking a look at our weather forecast. Here's Alan.
Showers and thunderstorms are striking the Gulf Coast, and there's a pretty good chance we're going to see some of that rainy weather and thunderstorm activity over us as we head through tonight and overnight. But for the most part, the rain should be out early Saturday morning around sunrise or so. It's going to be a warm, breezy, and cloudy night with a low of about 70. It'll be breezy Saturday with highs in the mid-70s. Much colder air to follow, though. We're going to end up with a low of about 50 here Saturday night into Sunday morning. And then Sunday's weather will be dry with a high in the mid-60s. I hope you enjoy the weekend. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. 5:38 now, News Radio 92.3. Haven't been able to get a hold of Tanner yet, so we'll just see if he's got stuff going on. But anyway, we'll just press on here. Like it's a normal show. That's a good thing about this. We always got stuff we can talk about. What's happening in the world of sports tonight is ESPN doubleheader has the Timberwolves and the Cavaliers starting in about 40 minutes, followed by the Bucks and Lakers at 9. Massive weekend of college basketball because this is the last weekend for major conferences that have the regular season matchups followed leading into next week's conference tournaments. Of course, some of the lower level conferences, I think that's okay.
That's fair. Lesser Sunbelt, known schools.
Yeah, Sunbelt and other conferences are, of course, having their tournaments this weekend. So a lot happening in college basketball. Some of the bigger games on the calendar tomorrow include a nice triple header involving matchups of ranked teams, Kansas and Houston. That's 14 versus 1. That's at 3 o'clock on ESPN. Same time, so you'll need to get your second TV out that you use for football season. You've got Kentucky taking on Tennessee. That's 15 versus 4, 3 o'clock on CBS. And then the big one on Tobacco Road, UNC and Duke. That's 7 versus 9. That's at 5:30 on ESPN. So that'll be a good one. I always love, you know, for some reason, I don't know what it is about me. I always love watching the North Carolina Duke game when it's at Duke. When it's at North Carolina, it's, you know, whatever. But for some reason, when it's at Cameron Indoor Stadium, I'm all in on.
It's just a better
Duke,
environment.
North Carolina. Yeah, I think so. Also, with the conference tournaments, we have, of course, the Sun Belt Conference. The women are playing today. James Madison, Southern Miss, right now about 2 minutes left, 44-10. So we're getting closer to getting 60 total points there. Marshall, Appalachian State was earlier, 116-74. And then also Old Dominion and UL Monroe, 67-64 was that score earlier today. Taking a look at the men's side of the bracket, assuming my computer will cooperate with me. The men in action tomorrow, you've got Georgia Southern taking on Appalachian State. That starts at 11:30. Louisiana, Arkansas State at 2. Texas State, Troy at 5. And then the nightcap at 7:30, Marshall taking on James Madison. Looks like James Madison's the number one seed in the Sun Belt on the men's side. Some other sports headlines here. In the NFL, there's, of course, free agency is going to be starting next week. And some teams have been making some cuts. There's also been some high-profile signings announced here. The Ravens announced a deal with their franchise defensive tackle, Justin Madubuike, 4-year, $98 million. Also in college football, the proposal between the college football playoff for 14-team playoff bracket looks like it's not going to pan out, at least in terms of how the proposal was, with the SEC and the Big Ten champions receiving guaranteed buys, being the only ones to receive the guaranteed buys. So there's been a lot of pushback, including from our own Austin.
Yes.
So your voice was heard.
I know, and I couldn't be happier because I know that whenever I bring up something that I guess in this case helps the ACC, I'm going to get accused of bias here by my co-host. However, that is objectively foul. Why would you feed into the already huge gap between the conferences? That was stupid. So I'm glad that there was some sense there and people kind of put their foot down on that. Did you mention how in the NBA we got an ESPN doubleheader?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
cool. All right.
Yep. We're all good there. Oh, and the other interesting headline today was in college basketball. Temple University is going to be reviewing reports of unusual betting on their men's college basketball game. Gambling watchdog U.S. Integrity flagged yesterday's game between Temple and UAB for unusual wagering activity. The betting line shift dramatically in the hours before the game, going from UAB being a 1.5-point favorite to an 8-point favorite a few hours later. I saw someone on X that is into the gambling sphere, and they posted that there was rumblings that there may have been some shady doings going on with Temple's basketball team, and that it may have been some intentional. So that's what's being investigated now. But yeah, a line going from a 7-point swing there in a few hours, that's definitely going to draw attention. 5:43 here at News Radio 92.3. Let's go ahead and get an update on our road. So Texter just letting us know a wreck on I-10. Looks like a car fire is being reported there. Also, flashing yellow lights is the reason for the slowdowns at Highway 98 and Oriole Beach Road.
And not only that, but we did recently get a caller that I didn't want to say this because it sounded unlikely, but on I-110 traveling both north and southbound, there are two separate accidents, and that is why that we are seeing issues both coming from and heading towards Fairfield Drive. So causing heavy backups both directions there. Be on the lookout for that on I-110. Maybe got a little bit of backups at the intersection of North Davis Highway and Olive Road. The only other main spot where you're going to see some issues is if you're traveling eastbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway towards Tiger Point, though that congestion has significantly dropped.
All right. Meteorologist Alan Strum getting you ready for the weekend.
It's going to be a breezy, cloudy night with a warm overnight low of about 70, and there's a pretty good chance for rain. Look out for some showers and thunderstorms to move through as we head through tonight and overnight, but most of the rain should be out of the area by the time the sun comes up on Saturday morning. Saturday, we'll see highs in the mid-70s with a bit of breezy weather and clouds in the skies. It's going to be colder Saturday night with a low of about 50 and Sunday's highs in the 60s with dry weather. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much. Looking at some health, business, and science notes today. Today is exactly 10 years ago when the Malaysia Airlines plane vanished and a new search might be taking place. U.S.-based robotics company Ocean Infinity and the Malaysian government are looking into using new tech for another underwater search. It's believed that Malaysia Airlines Flight 270 crashed in the southern Indian Ocean.
And Apple is rolling out the latest update to its virtual reality operating system, Vision OS 1.1. The company says the update offers several new features, including improved user personas. Apple Vision Pro headsets will get an upgraded version of the eyesight feature, allowing others to see the wearer's eyes, which I cannot imagine looks comforting.
No thanks. A bill that could effectively ban TikTok is advancing out of committee. The House Energy and Commerce Committee unanimously voted to advance the bipartisan bill. It would require the popular social media app's China-based parent company ByteDance to divest the app. If the bill gets passed into law, ByteDance would then have about 5 months to sell TikTok before the ban goes into effect.
And a new study shows a single dose of LSD could provide lasting anxiety relief. The FDA has granted breakthrough therapy status to an LSD formula from Mind Medicine Incorporated to treat generalized anxiety disorder. The study found the drug was generally well tolerated, with most adverse events rated as mild to moderate, transient, and occurring on dosing days. It found the most common adverse effects when patients first took the drug were hallucinations, euphoric mood, and nausea, among others. That sounds about right for LSD.
Yeah. I wouldn't know. Those
Me
that suffered frostbite in Kansas City in January may need amputations. Grossman Burn Center Medical Director Dr. Megan Garcia said 70% of people who got frostbite in the able to schedule amputation procedures. Now, many of them were fans who attended the playoff game between the Dolphins and the Chiefs. I would further guess that many of those people were the ones walking around with no shirts on.
Yeah,
we
see that at cold games.
It's hard for me to have sympathy if it was one of those people. Now, on the other hand, it's like you kind of know what you're getting into, right? By going to a game, and I would think that people that live in Kansas City would have experienced cold weather games before.
Yeah,
and I know there was talk at the time that the NFL should, perhaps move it back a day or two. I'm not sure what that would have done necessarily if the temperatures were going to be just as cold then, but we've seen cold weather games before, but we saw people not dressing appropriately. It'll be interesting to see if there's any lawsuits filed against the league or the Chiefs as far as that.
I'm sure
there will be. Yeah.
And the Pentagon says there is no evidence that the U.S. covered up the existence of UFOs. The Department of Defense released a 63-page report on, quote, unidentified anomalous phenomena on Friday, and said investigative efforts determined that most sightings were the result of misidentification of ordinary objects and phenomena.
Looking at some pop culture notes today, a petition demanding country radio stations around the country play Beyoncé's new music is more than 27,000 signatures. Two country singles were released last month by the Grammy Award winner, but only 8 out of the 150 stations included in Billboard's country airplay chart have played the song Texas Hold'em the day after release, and no stations reported playing 16 Carriages.
And Kung Fu Panda 4 is off to a nice start at the box office. The animated film made $3.8 million from Thursday previews. It's expected to make between $45 and $50 million in its first weekend in theaters. Dune Part 2 is projected to make between $40 and $45 million in its sophomore outing, creating a battle for top spot at the domestic box office.
Also, if you're another streamer of, if you're on Max, right, that's kind of like HBO Max, right?
Yeah, HBO Max. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so they're going to be starting to crack down on password sharing later this year. They announced the news that it'll enforce restrictions on users sharing their accounts outside of their household. If they do, they risk having their account suspended or even terminated.
Eh, golly.
5:50, we'll take a break there. Plenty of wacky stories and good news to finish up hour number two next.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. Here's what you'll find: a church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. You'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, Spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries. Plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, "Oh, good, it's time to go to church." For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959 or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. And then we'll see you Sunday.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
advertising, marketing, digital marketing. These are all words you hear a lot about in today's world, but what do they mean? How do you get started? You can start by tuning into the Pensacola Expert Panel this Monday at 10:30 a.m. Join me, Lexi Mendoza, and I'll show you how to navigate the fast-growing landscape of digital advertising this Monday at 10:30 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
It's News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, the website, the app, or your smart device. It's news on your terms.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just about 5:55 here. We will get one last quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. We got a huge accident if you are traveling. We actually have two, I believe, if you are traveling either north or southbound on I-110, whether you be coming from or heading towards Fairfield Drive, causing heavy backups going both ways there. Hopefully that will die down sooner rather than later, and hopefully it's not anything too severe. Also, on Gulf Breeze Parkway, we're still dealing with some minor issues if you are traveling eastbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway towards Tiger Point. Hopefully that should die down soon as well. Outside of that, there does not appear to be much that's going to hold you up for particularly long.
Yeah, I do have some heavy rain in the picture right now, falling over the station anyway. So, it's going to hang around this evening and through the overnight hours. Alan has the weekend forecast.
Showers and thunderstorms are striking the Gulf Coast, and there's a pretty good chance we're going to see some of that rainy weather and thunderstorm activity over us as we head through tonight and overnight. But for the most part, the rain should be out early Saturday morning around sunrise or so. It's going to be a warm, breezy, and cloudy night with a low of about 70. It'll be breezy Saturday with highs in the mid-70s. Much colder air to follow, though. We're going to end up with a low of about 50 here Saturday night into Sunday morning. And then Sunday's weather will be dry with a high in the mid-60s. I hope you enjoy the weekend. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you. Tanner has profusely apologized for blowing us off earlier, and we'll talk to him at 6:35.
So all right, awesome.
There's that. All right, recap of today's top three stories if you're just checking in with us. And drive safely, please, because it's pretty heavy with the rain right now. The Pentagon providing more details after the president's announcement regarding the new plans for safe delivery of humanitarian aid to Gaza. They're constructing a temporary pier of sorts that will allow for aid to be dropped off the coast. The Air Force Major General Pat Ryder says no U.S. troops are on the ground as part of that investigation. Meanwhile, FAA, NTSB looking into a tire that fell off the United Airlines plane that took off from San Francisco yesterday morning, headed to Japan. It was a Boeing 777, and thankfully nobody was hurt, but the tire did cause damage to several cars as it was bouncing around in an airport parking lot there. And the utility Xcel Energy that services the Texas Panhandle says they're looking into the cause of the largest wildfire in state history, saying it appears that facilities were involved in the ignition of the fire. However, they dispute claims that they were negligent in maintaining their power poles. Looking at some wacky stories here. If you want to be a part of history, who among us doesn't?
Right.
Well, we can all travel to St. Louis next Thursday. A place called City Museum is hoping to break the world record for most people wearing underpants on their head.
Okay.
The current record is 270, which was set at a bookstore in Naperville, Illinois back in 2012. Their goal is 314 because next Thursday is Pi Day, 314, and the area code of St. Louis is 314. That's a lot of fun facts in that paragraph there.
Yes.
The museum says they'll give you some underwear to put on your head if you don't come prepared. Hopefully clean ones, though, please.
Yes. I've said this before when we've talked about world records. It's like you can break a world record doing anything if you think of something random enough.
Let me ask you a question.
All right.
If we lived in St. Louis,
would I go?
Would you go? I would.
It depends on how far of a drive the museum is. If the museum is like, for example, if this was going on in this area.
If this was happening in Pensacola, would you go?
If the museum was in Navarre, no.
Where do you live, though?
I live in Milton.
Okay. You wouldn't drive to Navarre for that?
Probably not. I don't go to Navarre enough unless it's for work reasons.
Okay, but what if you're setting a world record? I mean, I feel that would be...
but you're acting like this is going to be a claim to fame. I'm going to be one of 300-plus people.
You're in the Guinness Book of World Record, man. There's a photo in there.
Yes, 5 pixels that resembles my face.
I think it would be a fun story to tell.
It would be a fun story to tell, like a fun fact at a wine tasting party. Outside of that, no. Two women in Ohio have been arrested after they tried pulling a weekend at Bernie's this past Monday. Cops say they propped an 80-year-old dead man up in their car, went to a bank's drive-thru, and withdrew $900 from his account, and somehow this worked. They weren't relatives, but they lived with the man, and the bank had previously allowed them to take money out as long as he was with them. They clearly didn't notice that the guy had been deceased. The women then dumped the man's body off at a hospital and sped off. Eventually, the cops caught up with them, questioned them, and then arrested them. How terrible.
Yeah. Good news. A mom named Jennifer Duggan got her master's from Tennessee Tech. Her 28-year-old son couldn't be there because he was deployed with the National Guard. So the school surprised her with a video message from him and played it on the big screen.
Also want to take this time and share a very special message of congratulations to one graduate seated with us today, Jennifer Duggan. This special message is for you.
Hey, Mom. I know I'm not there for graduation, so I figured I'd make you a video and tell you I'm proud of you. Congratulations, and I love you. Keep pushing. I'll see you soon.
Very cool there. Of course, she cried, as you would expect.
All right. And so did I, to be fair.
Yes.
In 1939, a Chinese-American family in San Diego couldn't find a place to live because no one would rent to them. But then a black couple named Emma and Gus Thompson stepped up to let them rent a place and eventually buy it. Cut to 85 years later, the family has done well for themselves, and now the original owner's sons are paying it forward by selling the house and donating $5 million to create scholarships for black college students. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that is. They're also, this one must be a popular name for pig owners because another pig named Kevin Bacon is in the news. He went missing in southeast Wisconsin the other day, but cops lured him back home using marshmallows.
They
also,
Pigs eat everything.
A different Kevin Bacon pig got loose in Pennsylvania last fall and was missing for 17 days as well. But good job out of Kevin returning back home. All right, let's go back to this world record thing. What if, do you think that if you and I did like a big promotion for Pensacola and, you know, promoted it, you know, we got the station behind it and we really pushed it, that on 8-5, August 5th, we could get 850 people to congregate somewhere in Pensacola to try to break the record?
850 is a lot, especially if St. Louis is just trying to get 314. I'm sure we'd get a crowd, though, for sure.
I'm just trying to put the, you know, logical dates and numbers in like they're doing.
Very smart.
All right, that'll do it for hour number two. Tanner is coming up at 635 in hour number three. Stick around.